didn't execute the way we wanted to.
Knew the game plan coming in, just didn't get done.
What were I guess points in the game plan that you wanted to utilize or really specialize in tonight?
Started thinking a little bit with our inside receivers, maybe playing a little one high stuff. They went a lot of two high stuff, to where that kind of had to mix up a little bit of our thoughts. And then we had to adapt to a little different game plan.
Drew, what were they doing to take away the deep ball and make your life a little difficult today?
Yeah, I think they were definitely concerned about, you know, our passing attack today. As far as our RPOs go, they were light in the box most of the night. So that was a lot of give looks, to where they're I think making us run the ball a little bit more. And then we did get into dropping downs. They dropped eight guys, which makes it a little more difficult. But we have things to answer that. We just didn't execute well enough.
Specifically with Jamon, he was kind of lackluster tonight, to be honest. What they do to take away from him?
You can't take anything away from Jamon. Jamon will take it away from himself, and he would tell you that tonight. They maybe put a guy over the top of him maybe two or three times tonight, but we'll still live by. I mean, we'll beat ourselves. No one's really going to beat us, and we beat ourselves tonight.
Last year, drops were an issue for this offense, and we didn't really see it much in the Missouri State game, but tonight some pretty critical drops all throughout the game. Was that frustrating to see that issue crop back up?
But, you know, I made mistakes myself tonight, and I can't necessarily put any blame on, you know, guys were dropping balls because I was putting some balls into some tight coverages that I necessarily shouldn't have done. But maybe a little lack of focus today from the offense. But you know, we're gonna come out and we're gonna prep this week. It's a big game coming up, starting off 2-1 rather than 1-2, and you know, then heading into Auburn. So this is a big week.
Maria got hurt in the second half. How much did losing him affect the game plan in the second half?
You know, not too much. We think both backs can carry the load, and if one goes down, we do have another, and that's what's great about our offense. So, I mean, game plan stayed the same.
What happened? The first pick, just a good play by that guy jumping a route, or were you happy with the ball placement?
Yeah, it was a good play. Gave me a little different look than I expected on that play. So I'd say the defense got me on that one.
Yeah, the second one was that ball tipped before it?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want that one back?
I'll take that one back. I'd throw it away.
How do you move forward?
You know, watch the film. You know, that was a defense that, you know, that kind of had a game plan for us, and you know that we didn't execute again. So if we can come out and, you know, if anyone ever throws that back at us, we're gonna know what to do and, you know, how to necessarily attack it and, you know, come out and just be mentally sharp. I think we were a little, he said it, lackluster tonight, just kind of dull. And that's just not us. We need to be the team that outcompetes the other team every single night. And when we do that, we're going to win.
Do you go back to the drawing board? Is there enough that, from this game that you can take away that you can kind of move on with?
No, there's enough. I don't think we go back and rearrange what, you know, what our offense is. I think we'll just go back and learn and, you know, maybe, you know, just – it's hard. That's a hard question.
Yeah.
But, no, we're not going to go back to the drawing board and recreate our offense. We're going to stick to our guns and, you know, and play our offense, play Missouri offense.